sebagai tinju,
accent this song loud and clear.
Would
you fit your hand? Power must change us in
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus. Make these confessions without any apology to any power. Remember,
not you.
This is the opening of the 11th month. I, Daniel Olukoya, smash every witchcraft padlock. I'm going against my life. I, Daniel Olukoya, break every witchcraft engagement over my success. I break every demonic chain assigned against my destiny. That power of stagnation and limitation.
And every silence now. Those words, they are bringing down the praises you have uttered, and the words that are following now, they are bringing down
the
power of God upon people here. That's right. Now shouts after me with boiling anger. I want you to roar like thunder in this prayer. Because the angels who carry out these instructions are already here. Say this loud and clear.
Challenge now.
Heavens shall trouble your trouble. Heaven 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 shall trouble your trouble. In the name of Jesus. And your problem shall become your promotion. Let your amen roar like thunder. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Say it with boldness and power. Tell the person, as this year is going to an end, disaster shall not be your lot. In the name of Jesus, say to seven persons. Prophesy again to the life of seven persons. Say, my friend, any power higher to kill you shall kill themselves. In the name of Jesus. Now you say that to seven persons. One more before you see that. Amen. Now, prophesy the life of seven persons. And it's a personal prophecy to yourself. But I share you with seven persons. Say, my friend, greater is he that is in me than any power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, say the seven verses. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat of this. Open our Bible to the book of Daniel chapter 3. This morning I want to share with you briefly.
No, right.
On what I call the power of violent faith. The power of violent faith. The power of violent faith. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter
3.
The background of this story is that certain Hebrew children have been captured from their land and taken to another land.
Ìpìlẹ̀ ìtàn yìí ni pé àwọn ọmọ Hebrew mélòó kan wọ́n kó wọn ní ìgbèkùn láti orílẹ̀-èdè tí wọ́n lọ sí ilẹ̀ mìíràn.
They were now in the land of bondage.
Wọ́n wà ní ilẹ̀ ìgbèkùn.
If somebody should be unhappy with God,
bó bá yẹ kẹ́nìkan wà tí ó máa bínú sí Ọlọ́run.
It should be these boys who were captured, taken away from their parents, taken away from their land to a strange land.
Irú àwọn ọmọdé wọ̀nyí ni tí wọ́n kó kúrò ní ìlú wọn, tí wọ́n kó kúrò lábẹ́ àwọn òbí wọn, wọ́n sì kó wọn lọ sí ilẹ̀.
But they determined in their heart that they will not forget the God of their fathers.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n pinnu lọ́kàn pé àwọn ò ní gbàgbé Ọlọ́run bàbá wọn.
Now the king called Nebuchadnezzar and put up an idol.
Ọba àti jẹ́ Nebuchadnezzar yóò wá kan òrìṣà kan ohun èrè kan gbé kalẹ̀.
A golden image.
Ere ide.
And he said everybody should bow down to that image and proclaim that image is their God.
Ó sì wípé fún gbogbo ènìyàn máa gbórí balẹ̀ fún èrè wúrà tó ṣe kán máa pé òun lọ́lọ́run.
But these Hebrew children have refused to do that.
Máa wọ̀ mẹ́yẹ́ bẹ́rù wọ́n kọ̀ láti forí balẹ̀ fún òrìṣà
náà. And this is where we pick this story from now.
Ibẹ̀ la ó ti mú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel orí kẹta.
From verse 10.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Thou, O king, has made a decree.
Ìwọ́ bá ti pàṣẹ pé.
That every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kẹ́ni bá ti gbọ́ orí ìpè fìdí ìlú ìlú orí kádì àti onírúurú orin kí ó wọlé kí ó sì tẹríba fún èrè wúrà náà.
And you so fallen not down and worshiped that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí kò bá ti wọlé kí ó tẹríba kí á gbé e sọ sí àárín iná ìlú òjì.
Now certain Jews who now have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, these men, O king, have not.
Àwọn ará Júdà kan wà ṣé dábì Mẹ́sàkì àti Abednego tí wọ́n fi ṣe olórí ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbèríko Bábélì. Ọba àwọn ọkùnrin wọn kò kà ọ́ sí.
They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Wọ́n kò sí òrìṣà rẹ̀, wọ́n kò sì tẹríba fún èrè wúrà tí ò gbé kalẹ̀.
Then the Kadesa is rich and free, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
Nígbà náà ni Nebuchadnezzar rí ọba pàṣẹ ní ìbímọ àti ìrònú rẹ̀ pé kí wọ́n kí ó ṣe dábì Mẹ́sàkì àti Abednego.
Then they brought this man before the king.
Ìgbà náà ni a sì mú àwọn ọkùnrin wọn ìwá síwájú ọba.
I pray.
Mo gbàdúrà.
Every power of Nebuchadnezzar.
Ní gbogbo agbára Nebuchadnezzar.
Challenging God in your life.
Ó ń pe Ọlọ́run níjà láyé rẹ̀.
Shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?
Nebuchadnezzar ni dáwọ́ sí wọn fún wọn pé òtítọ́ àbí Shadrach, Meshach, àti Abednego pé ẹ̀yin kò sí òrìṣà mi, ẹ kò sì tẹ nípa fún èrè wúrà náà tí mo gbé kalẹ̀.
Now if you be ready that at what time he hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?
Ǹjẹ́ bí ẹ̀yin bá múra pé ní àkókò tí ó wù kí ó ṣe, tí ẹ̀yin bá gbọ́ ohun ìpè, fèrè, dùn, ìlù, orin, kádì, àti onírúurú orin, tí ẹ bá wọlé, tí ẹ bá sì tẹríba fún èrè wúrà tí mo yà, yóò sì ṣe gẹ́gẹ́. Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹ̀yin bá gbé ìkò bá tẹríba, a ó pè nínú wákàtí kan náà sọ sí àárín iná ìlérí tí ń jó. Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà tí yóò sì gbà yí kúrò ní ọwọ́ mi?
So the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar is the spirit that questions the ability of your God to deliver.
Ẹ̀mí Nebuchadnezzar ni ẹ̀mí tó ń béèrè pé irú agbára wo Ọlọ́run rẹ ní láti lè gbà ọ́.
I know that somebody heard this morning.
Mo mọ̀ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní mí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
The Nebuchadnezzar witch doctor assigned against you shall be buried alive.
Àdáhùn ṣe Nebuchadnezzar tí wọ́n yàn lò ní ayé òní yóò dàgbé mi lóyè.
Let your amen run like thunder. Verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìgbẹ́rẹ̀ dídí
omi. Shadrach.
Shadrach.
Meshach.
Meshach.
And Abednego.
Àti Abednego.
They answered and said to the king.
Wọ́n sì wí fún ọba pé.
Ó
Nebuchadnezzar,
Nebuchadnezzar,
were not careful to answer this matter.
What does that
mean? They said, we don't need to think about our
answer. We
don't even need to meditate.
We don't
need to sit down and have the meeting. No,
it's not necessary.
We have a ready-made answer to this.
So
we're not careful to answer. We can answer straight away. Verse 17.
He
said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fire
first.
And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Violent
faith.
But if not, and if you will God decide, say, okay, I won't deliver you. Say, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods.
Say,
our worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The rest of the story, you know. They threw them to the fire. Those who threw them there died because it was too hot. But then the fourth one appeared in the fire and converted the flames to air
conditioning.
Amen.
I mean,
the Bible says, even their clothes were not burnt. The only thing that God burnt was the rope. The kings used to bind their
hands. They
were delivered out of that
furnace.
That what those three boys demonstrated is what is known as violent faith. You can pray violent prayer but not have violent faith. The day you combine your violent faith plus your violent prayer, no power can submerge
you. The
trouble is that a lot of us pray aggressive prayers, but we don't have aggressive faith. Jesus looked at Peter.
Said,
oh, thou of little faith. Little faith. Why did you doubt? The little faith of Peter was able to carry him for a while on that water. Until he now began to sink. There is a difference between praying fire prayer and having fire faith. I want you to understand this very well. Faith is to believe what you do not see. You have not seen it.
Oh, dear, you
believe it.
Oh,
and the reward of that faith is that you will see what you believe. Faith is that link that binds our powerlessness to the almightiness of God. Those who are powerless, but if they have great faith, that faith will tie them to the Almighty God. There are thousands of ways you can please God, but not one without faith. All of them, you must have faith. And what many of us don't understand is this. Faith ends where worry and doubt begins. And worry and doubt ends where faith begins. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews,
Hebrews chapter 11.
Orígun ọkànlá.
Hebrews 11.
Ebéèrú orígun ọkànlá.
Hebrews 11, just verse 1.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Hebrews 11.
Ebéèrú orígun ọkànlá.
Verse 1.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
The Bible defines faith for us.
Bíbélì ṣàpèjúwe ohun tí ìgbàgbọ́ jẹ́ fún wa.
Although the faith has levels.
Ìgbàgbọ́ ní ìpele o.
There is a definition.
Ṣùgbọ́n àlàyé rẹ̀ ni.
Hebrews 11, 1.
Ebéèrú orígun ọkànlá. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
He said, now.
Jẹ́.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Ìgbàgbọ́ ni ìdánilójú ohun tí à ń retí.
Another question of the Bible says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
Ẹ̀dá Bíbélì mìíràn wí pé ìgbàgbọ́ ni àrídájú ohun tí à ń retí.
So faith is a confident assurance of what we hope for.
Ẹ̀dá mìíràn wí pé ìgbàgbọ́ ni ìfọkànbalẹ̀ lórí ohun tí à ń retí fún.
So the evidence of things not seen.
Ǹjẹ́ ni ohun tí a kò rí?
That is a conviction of things you have not seen.
Èyí ni pé ohun tó mú dání lójú pé ohun tí a ò rí yẹn kó bẹ̀.
It makes you certain of realities of what you do not see.
Ó jẹ́ kó o ní àrídájú lórí ohun tó o tiẹ̀ rí.
The substance of things hoped for.
Ìdánilójú ohun tí a lè
rí. The evidence of things not seen.
Ǹjẹ́ ni ohun tí a kò rí?
The Bible says in the Hebrews 11 that without faith it is impossible to please God.
Nínú Hebrews orígun ọkànlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà Bíbélì wí pé láìsí ìgbàgbọ́ kò ṣeé ṣe láti wu Ọlọ́run.
All those who were ever useful to God in scripture, who moved mountains for the Lord, were men and women of violent faith.
Gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn tó wúlò nínú ìwé mímọ́ fún Ọlọ́run, àwọn tó mú ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run láti ṣiṣẹ́, wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn lọ́kùnrin lóbìnrin tó ní ìgbàgbọ́ ipá.
The greatest grabbers of grabbers of miracles when Jesus was alive were men and women of faith.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó rí iṣẹ́ ìyanu jágbàdì lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run nígbà tí Jésù bá pa wà lórúkẹ erùpẹ̀, àwọn tó rí iṣẹ́ ìyanu jágbàdì lọ làwọn ènìyàn lọ́kùnrin lóbìnrin tí wọ́n ní ìgbàgbọ́.
You and I have to now key into this.
Ilé àti èmi náà láti wá darapọ̀ mọ́ eléyìí.
If you want to receive uncommon blessings, you must key into what those early saints did.
Bí a bá fẹ́ wọ inú ìbùkún tí ò wọ́pọ̀, a ní láti darapọ̀ mọ́ tí àwọn ẹni mímọ́ ìṣáájú ṣe.
Noah was a man of faith.
Noah, ẹni ìgbàgbọ́ ni.
He was building an ark when he had never seen rain falling before.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní kọ́ ọkọ̀ nígbà tí kò rí gbóyò rọ̀ ni.
What he was doing was a foolish venture.
Ohun tó ń ṣe nígbà yẹn, owó òwe ni.
It didn't make sense.
Kò mọ́ mọ́ wá.
But faith is something like that.
But nígbà mìíràn bí ìgbàgbọ́ ṣe máa ń rí nìyẹn.
What you are doing will not make sense.
Ohun tí ò ń ṣe, o lè má máa gbọ́ wá.
Because to ordinary men is foolishness.
Ìtòrí pé sí àwọn ènìyàn yòókù yóò jọ ìwà òpin.
One day we had a program here.
Lọ́jọ́ kan ṣe ìpàdé kan ní.
And as we were closing.
Pàṣẹ ṣe tán.
I said pick sand from here.
Ó ní ẹbu iyẹ̀pẹ̀ láti bí.
Now pour it at the front of your house.
Ẹ sì dá síwájú ilé.
I was a troublemaker sister.
Arábìnrin oníjọ̀gbọ̀ kan wà.
Took the sand.
Ó bu iyẹ̀pẹ̀ náà.
Divided into half, divided into two.
Ó pin sí ọ̀nà méjì.
Poured half at the front of our door.
Ó da ìdajì síwájú ilẹ̀kùn rẹ̀.
And went and poured the other half at the front of a shrine.
Ó sì lọ da ìkejì. Ó lọ da níwájú ojúbọ kan.
There was pandemonium amongst the witch doctors.
Rògbòdìyàn wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ láàrin àwọn adáhunṣe.
Try their incantations, they begin to convulse.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé ọkọ̀ báyìí ṣe ní gìrì abú wọn.
They could not operate.
Ọ̀wá lè ṣiṣẹ́ mọ́.
Somebody with violent faith.
Ẹnìkan tó ní ìgbàgbọ́ ipá.
Are dead with them.
O ti gbogbo
ti. Quickly they consulted their oracle.
Kíákíá wọ́n bá ọ̀pẹ̀lẹ̀ wọn sọ̀rọ̀.
And they knew that it was a sister.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ arábìnrin yìí ló ń ṣe wọ́n.
Do you know what they did?
Yẹ mọ ohun tí wọ́n ṣe.
They wrote me a letter.
Wọ́n bá kọ ìwé sí alábòjútó yọ.
And there is one member of your church here.
Ọmọ ìjọ yìí kan wà bí yo.
Who has put something like our shrine.
Tó ti da ọmọ sí ojúbọ wa.
And she has destroyed the shrine.
Ó sì ti pa ojúbọ yìí jẹ́.
We just want to tell you.
A kàn fẹ́ sọ fún yín.
Call this your dog to order.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bá a já yín ìwé o.
Before we descend on her.
A tó jẹ níyà.
And you must be ready to pay for the shrine she has destroyed.
Ẹ̀sìn gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe tán láti san owó ojúbọ tó bàjẹ́ o.
Amen.
Àbí.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
What did you do to the letter?
We are
not indicated to cause more trouble.
I don't doubt that it was last.
Noah was doing a very foolish thing.
Noah said, "In control, you walk away."
At a stage, and I began to run around the streets. Catching animals. Catching the fowls, catching the birds, catching the lizards. And people looked at him
and said,
"Oh dear, he has finally come mad." But by the time the rain started,
we
knew who the mad people were. Abraham was a man of faith.
Abraham it
was violent faith to forsake his people, forsake his nativity, and go to a dangerous venture.
It
was a violent faith to offer up Isaac. Joseph in Egypt was a man of faith.
Joseph in Egypt,
the midwives of Pharaoh, they were women of faith. Caleb was a man of faith. David was a man of faith. Elijah confronting the promise of God was a man of faith. We need to do something about this. If you buy a meat thing, you are buying it in faith. In faith that when you open that thing, there will be meekness. Some say, pray for me that my faith will be big. No, you have faith. What you need to do now is to turn it to the violent
one.
That small faith that led you to buy a tin of milk and you didn't believe that there will be water and you believe there will be milk, that's all that is needed. When you got this money now, you sat on that chair, you did not fear that it will suddenly collapse and you land on the floor. That's faith. So you already have faith. Every man has faith.
But
we're talking about having stubborn confidence in the words of God. Jesus said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, it's enough. The mustard seed was the smallest of all seeds. If you have seen it before, if you move too close to it and you are breathing too heavily, it will fly away. But the trouble with the mustard seed is that as small as it is, when it is coming up, it refuses to be discouraged. It will keep trying regardless of what you have done to the seed. If a rock smashes to the ground, it will keep trying, it will keep growing. If it was covered up, it will keep growing, it will never get discouraged, it will never give up. It will keep looking up and keep growing. That's why Jesus said that faith you need. It's a faith like that of a mustard. Faith is not personal persuasion. It's not carnal desire. It's not carnal ambition. It's not foolishness. It's not anything you do by sight. You need to add violence to that faith.
It
might be men of old so that you can possess all the possessions that faith can get for you. Your faith can get you bodily healing, get you protection, get you miracles, can get you renewal of your youth, can get you success.
This
is why today, before you leave this place,
you
must, like a man of old,
be away,
begin to exercise the kind of faith
that will
scare your enemy.
Raise up
your right hand to the heavens.
The word, to the devil,
and declare this again loud
and clear.
Power of Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Assigned to roast me alive.
You want your that is familiar.
He's not a gentleman's song. When you begin to sing, pass me not a gentleman's song. The Lord has
come.
If blind Bartimaeus,
Jesus,
are you passing by?
Come
here. Please. What will happen? Jesus will pass.
Yes, you go yellow.
Because passing not a gentleman, but like I said, it's not a gentleman.
So the man got yellow, but I don't say so. You know, talk is your yakule.
And that's why we keep preaching to people that there is never any gentle way of arresting anything evil.
Well, that man's only about the son of the dead.
Standing before a witch. Say, oh witch,
would
you be kind enough to give me a room?
Don't you see that your
human rights record is poor?
Don't drink my blood. I'm really a child of
my
God.
Have mercy.
Child for me.
By the time you finish begging, that blood is already gone. You need a violent faith.
There
is somebody in the Bible called Jacob.
It's
an example of violent faith. That's in Genesis 32.
Genesis,
Jacob's life was in a serious mess.
He had taken his
brother's wife, tried by deception, he ran away.
They are keeping
a bad name. His name meant supplanter or a twister. He had deceived his father Isaac to obtain his brother's blessings. His brother Esau had been after his
life.
Then he escaped to his uncle, Laban. Laban was more than a 419, he was a 410. He escaped to Laban. An equally deceptive man. That man changed his salary 10 times. He not only changed his salary, he changed his wife in the night to the wrong one. After he had served 7 years with that salary to marry a wife, in the night of the wedding, they brought a wrong woman into the room. For somebody to smuggle a wrong woman to your husband, he must be really, really forwarded. So he served another 7 years for his proper wife now. Jacob discovered that he was getting nowhere. And that he was being exploited. Labor's place was becoming uncomfortable and unfavorable. So he could not stand with labor. He could not go back home. Death was waiting for him at home if he returned home. His brother Esau, who's a very good hunter, was waiting for him. Esau was still gunning for revenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob was in a very serious mess. He had been running all his life. From Esau whom he had cheated, from Laban whom he had deceived, he was running until that night. That night, power changed in his life. He prayed. He said, unless you bless me, I will not let you go. And for the first time, his life became blessed. He prayed one prayer point from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 hours. And his name changed to Israel. One who struggled with God and won. A priest with God. That's another one in the Bible. Shouting after Jesus. Jesus said, can you give our food to dogs? The woman said, give me the crumbs. And Jesus said, great is thy faith, woman. Now blind Bartimaeus now began to scream. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Until his faith, Jesus said, thy faith has made you whole. There is nobody who has ever cried to God in violent faith. What do we mean by violent faith? Violent faith requires that you make the effort to cross any barrier standing in your way. That is barrier of culture, barrier of pride, barrier of science. Cross that barrier. When you come to a place like you, don't come here and pray like a gentleman. Violent faith is desperate faith. Violent faith must have vision. Violent faith is persistent faith. Violent faith looks at what you are coming, not what your size is now. Look at what you have become, not your present size. Violent faith says that there is nothing beyond your ability. Violent faith cannot be threatened or intimidated by God. Violent faith understands that God is an awesome God who can do awesome things. Violent faith is faith that confronts mountains or removes mountains. Violent faith is only expectancy. You are expecting something. Fill with the spirit of expectancy.
ask for
hope.
Violent faith is deaf to doubt. Violent faith is dumb to discouragement. Violent faith is blind to impossibility. Violent faith knows nothing but success in God. Violent faith wins the war even before the battle begins. It's like what David said to Goliath. Today,
Lord,
I will bring down your head. Cut it off. Hit the bells. He was saying this while Goliath was standing. But his faith had finished Goliath. Father, faith is not negotiable faith. Father, faith reaches above the circumstances created by the enemy. Violent faith logic is not from the earth, but it's from heaven. Violent faith is blind to negative circumstances around. Violent faith smiles when the storm is almost sinking the boat. Violent faith disgraces all the huge diabolical kingdoms who are trying to defy our efforts.
Violent
faith subdues the roar of the lion that want to make us fear. It quenches the fire assigned to engulf and destroy us. Violent faith mocks the mockers who are bent on disgracing us. Just like Elijah stood that day. And he declared a contest.
Said,
you call upon your God. And I will call upon the name of the Lord. The God who answered by fire. Let him be God. And
they
said,
why
not? We accept. He said, you start first. The Bible said they started around late in the morning until the evening time. They cried out, caught themselves with night. The Bible says at a stage, Elijah began to mock them. Wow. That's violent faith. Mock them.
Okay.
Call him. Is he asleep?
Abosuni.
Wake him up.
Has
he traveled? Bring him back. It is not that Baal has no power. Baal has power. If he doesn't have, those men will not be touching themselves with knives. But that day, a man of violent faith was standing around and quenching the power of
Baal.
You mock your mockers.
Oh God, I want to mock.
Because you have a greater power. That is behind you. Today, I want you to pray some prayers. 14 of them. We pray 7 now. And then just as you're about to go home. So don't go home until you pray the last 7. I want you to leave this place with that anointing upon your life in the name of God. So don't be in a hurry to run away from the presence of the Lord. 7 now. When we are about to share the grace, we now pray the last 7 on our heads. Violent faith. The power of violent faith is able to quench your fire. It's able to put all your enemies to shame. It's able to disgrace anybody that wants to disgrace
you.
It's able to pull down the mountains before you. It's able to He said to reverse anything the experts have said. He said to change anything
the
consultant has told you. The power of valid faith has no respect for any medical opinion. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. That's the first thing. Then when you've done that, you will now get into the Word of God, which is quick and sharp and powerful. Then you begin to pray revelational prayers. You pray with stubborn faith. You pray with holy
violence.
And then you add faith to what you are doing. When Peter saw that lame man,
that's
the man we don't have. He was trying to be unwilling.
They pull
him up.
Okay.
And the man began to jump.
Okay.
The power is going to move you up to a standard where your enemies will wonder where you come.
That one, that you know how
rise up
to
your feet now. Rise up
and
faith. It is with this power of violent faith you can speak destruction to the enemy. You can speak death to sickness. You can speak paralysis to any power of
paralysis.
You can decrease evil war in the camp of the enemy. You can speak war to the camp of the oppressors. You can speak rottenness to their bones. With this power of violence, all eyes closed.
But
you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered the life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. I want to pray with you. I want to surrender your life to Jesus today. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, take a bold step of faith. And I come to this altar at the front or any of the two altars at the back. Do so very, very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here. Let's find a way quickly to the altars. Those of you who want to surrender your life to Jesus, those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Just close your eyes, bow down your heads, and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children. I pray that your hand, your power will be upon their lives. And today, as they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let it continue to be one with them. Write their names so long in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Seven prayers. To be prayed in violent faith. After the other prayer
patterns.
Each of these prayers have massive amounts of testimonies attached to them. Can I hear you shouting a Jericho destroying
hallelujah?
Is that the loudest hallelujah you can shout in this place? Is that the loudest you can shout here? With that volume, as
time to pray this
prayer.
We have a few minutes to pray them.
But
within those few minutes, transactions shall take place that will move your life forward. Every virtue stolen from my life. That you shout out, come back now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to process it. Whatever much has been stolen,
I seek you.
That's right. Those strange marks that have been appearing on your body have been wiped off by the power and the blood of Jesus. Those infirmities that came upon your life as a result of a dream, it has been cleared away by the power of God. That's right. The strange voices that have been tormenting your destiny have just been silenced now. As a woman here, you left your child at home because the child is sick. It is not an ordinary sickness. But by the time you get home, the hours went to the life of that child. You have gone back to the senders. That's right. It's a poison of darkness. Shout it like thunder. In my body. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the poison of darkness. That's right. The poison was the bat. Right now. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 10 persons here. You need a surgery from the Holy Ghost. I'm getting this. Something will happen to you when you
are.
For the power of God will strike you, and the surgery will begin. When the power strikes you, you will not be able to stand on your feet. Don't worry. Wherever you are, the surgery will begin to take place. And you may notice a bad liquid squeezing out of your body. 10 persons. Ushers,
don't.
Yes, that's the power of God. Thou power of God. In the name which is above all names. In the name of Jesus. Move upon this now. In the name of Jesus. Ask for what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Five. Six. Something is happening over there. That's right. Receive a new kidney. Receive a new liver. Receive a new kidney. Receive a new liver.
That's number eight, number eight.
Number
nine. And verse number ten. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, power of delayed blessings.
Shall this
will all
again.
destroy the wretch. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody in this meeting this morning, you came here, you're almost going out of your mind. You are confused. I have information for you that your miracle has come. Thank you, Jesus. Two more before you sit down. Any curse affecting my brain. Can you shout this like thunder? After each prayer, I'm going to make some pronouncements. Let your amen roar like thunder as I'm going to pronounce it. Say this loud and clear. Favor. Can you shout it loud and clear? That brings repossession. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Favor that brings repossession. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. I decree upon your life that you shall be a candidate of uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shall this again loud and clear? Any altar of infirmity raised against me. Catch fire. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. Destroy the altars of infirmity. In Jesus' name we pray. Every infirmity present here, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, right there where you are, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. This is number three now. Every appointment with failure. In the name of Jesus, destroy an appointment with failure. Yes. Masete kaya boshe dera boko nanaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree that any power that wants you to fail shall be buried alive. Receive the spirit of success. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is number four. Every garment of shame. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and declare that word to you. I shall not be put to shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Every hour of shame fired against you, I command the arrows to backfire. Any power that wants you to be put to shame shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is number five now. We're making fantastic progress. Say, this year you will not swallow my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare the truth. You will not swallow my blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I decree that any blessing that anybody has lost from January to date, wherever that blessing is hidden, possess your possession now. Possess your possession now. Possess your possession now. In the name Jesus. This is number six now. Shout this at the top of your voice. Say, my enemy shall die in my place. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that. That's right. The enemy that wants you to die shall die in the place. Masetakaya Moshendera Babenta. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree that every amen assigned to your heart shall hang themselves. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants you to die shall die. For you shall not die but live. Hear the words of God. Jesus, this is number 7 now. Every owner of evil load, carry your load by fire. In the name of Jesus, just do with the owners of evil load. Let them carry their loads by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Let me congratulate all of you who stayed for the 7 prayers. Because miracles have happened in your life and abundance. Thank you, Jesus. Father, these prayer letters, let them become testimonies. By the next part of Senior, and that we don't want here without a wonderful testimony. In the name of Jesus. As a person here today,
and
they actually forced you to come. You didn't want to come. But thank God that you were able to come. Because the enemy has already completed an agenda to destroy you. But because you came here today, the agenda has gone back to the centers. Thank you, Jesus. Say any disaster, any tragedy left in this year, it is minus me and my family. In the name of Jesus, declare it loud and clear.
Forever and ever.